Check out Slug Magazine's merch store through Big Cartel for crew necks and snapbacks designed by Trent Call, zip-up hoodies designed by Slug's lead designer, Joshua Joy, and Death by Salt albums featuring rad local music. Slugmag.bigcartel.com.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Sam Burton, and I'm a Salt Lake City songwriter. I'm also in a band called The Circulars, with Brent Dreiling, Trevor Hadley, Christian Claflin, and Jacob Hall. Just a few years ago, I started The Circulars, and I kind of put the solo stuff on the back burner. I mean, for a few years before I started The Circulars, it didn't really mean that much to me anymore, the solo stuff. And I wanted to find a different sound. I wanted to find something that felt good and close to me. And so The Circulars was that for a long time. What makes something a circular song is having them write it with me, so I kind of go with more of like an open template for what the song is. And then when I'm within like the energy of playing with them, only then does it really start to solidify. I'm not going for anything narrative. I'm going for like a sonic landscape. And even if that's really stark, like in my solo material, I still am in search of kind of a sonic landscape. I'm not trying to write about necessarily like a narrative folk song or anything like that. I heard this guy's record. His name's not really important because it's just what I took from it. So I heard this record and it was like 10 songs and they were super naked, just really stripped down. And when I was listening to it, I was noticing that the open like nakedness of those songs was like making my mind fill in the blanks. I thought it would be really interesting to make a record like that where someone could maybe fill in their own blanks and have a different type of relationship with it. Because I mean, The Circulars, every bit of negative space is colored in. And sometimes I think that's like kind of exhausting. And so I wanted to make a record that was a little bit more meditative. After a while, I sort of just wondered, okay, can you write something that's relevant to you? And maybe to somebody else, by yourself again, you know, are you able to do that? That thought just sort of like was sitting in my head for a long time, and so I just started kind of writing a bunch of solo songs again. I mean, I wasn't performing them while I was with The Circulars, but just this last year I started putting some together. I was on tour with Brent Dreiling and Christian Claflin of The Circulars. It wasn't a full band thing. We got back home and I wrote a few songs just after the tour, you know, kind of a buzz or whatever. And then the process of writing that record, it probably took about 5 months. I wasn't writing these songs with a record in mind. I was sort of just writing them. I feel like songs that you write within a specific time frame of your life, they tend to be cohesive. They tend to like fit together, and maybe that's just because of where you're at emotionally in your life. But yeah, I wasn't writing for the record because I have no pressure to write for a record. I was just doing it to as a form of like catharsis. So the reason that there is tape hiss on the Bandcamp page, like the digital manifestation of this record, is because this was recorded on tape. And the reason that I recorded it on tape was because it sort of just has a nice warmth to it. I wanted to give it a landscape. Like, if I'm recording a solo song and it's just nice and clean or just normal, I think sometimes it's not as interesting to listen to. I was experimenting with recording these songs, and I had never thought, okay, well, I'm actually going to put it together myself, until I had messed with a bunch of different tape recorders. And I finally found this, like, setting and these few things together that made the song come out sounding good. And then I thought, well, it's not technically good. It technically is lo-fi, you know. But anyway, when I heard it, I was like, okay, I can make a record like this. I would listen to this. Bob Dylan had an interesting quote once where he said, no one had made the music that I wanted to listen to yet, so I had to do it. I'm not relating with that 100% or anything, but that's my intention. I was just making what I want to hear. I think what gave me the confidence to want to do this, because I didn't really have a ton of confidence around playing by myself. David Payne does these Twilight shows at the Bar Twilight every Wednesday, and the Jazz Jaguars play there. He always has a special guest. And so he was going to have the circulars, and someone couldn't do it. So I just asked if I could do it by myself, because I didn't want to cancel on him, you know. So I played it by myself. I played a couple of the songs that I had written when I got off tour. He was so supportive. And that venue was kind of nice for a solo show, and it kind of just gave me like a little bit of the boost that I needed to kind of do it. Because I wanted to do it, but I was like too nervous to do it. I wanted to make this tape. I didn't really think about, okay, well, who am I as an artist now? How am I gonna promote it? And in my mind, I think, how best to perform it to affect people. I'd want to play it at more intimate places, like house shows. Anything that's just sort of like more low energy, where people are just coming and it's kind of an intimate setting. Where I released the tape was Stefan's Barbershop, and I released that in July. And yeah, now the tape is online, and that is at chthonicrecords.bandcamp.com. chthonicrecords.bandcamp.com. What goes through my head if someone calls the circulars shoegaze? Shoegaze definitely is a word with like history. Like, it comes from a very specific place, maybe like the early 80s, maybe 90s. When it was starting, the performers basically just like didn't really move, and they were like staring at their feet while they were playing, you know? Like, they just weren't like rocking, they were just like sad, you know? If someone is like, you're in a shoegaze band or whatever, I think, okay, well, if you come to the show, you'll probably be disappointed. I don't feel bound to shoegaze at all, but I love working within genre. I think it's really beneficial. And I do see it as kind of being a buzzword, a little bit trendy or whatever. So the old formation of the band was Diana Durfee, Kathy Foy, Max Eligems, and I, and we put out a record called Ornamental, and that was technically like kind of dream pop and shoegaze. And then the record that I'm making now is like country sometimes. Well, I think the nice thing about Salt Lake City is that, for me, I feel like it's pretty supportive. I'm really grateful, you know, for that. I don't know where we fit into it. I don't really know if there's, like, a scene that we're a part of right now, so we're kind of just, like, doing our own thing right now, I feel like, you know. And I honestly haven't thought about my music or the Circulars' music in the context of Salt Lake City in a while. I'm kind of thinking more like, what's the record going to sound like? You know, where am I going to be living in the next couple years? What's the tour looking like? You know, that kind of thing. This track is called Are You Waiting for the Setting Sun? It's going to be on our new record that we're releasing on October 21st at Urban Lounge with Choir Boy and the Nods, and it was recorded by Mike Sasage. Thank you.
sun. The rest is done in starting plan. Erase it, it's all.
You can find my solo material on chthonicrecords.bandcamp.com, and that's C-H-T-H-O-N-I-C. And the Circulars material is on bandcamp.com. It's thecirculars.bandcamp.com. So come check us out at our release show on October 21st with Choir Boy and the Nods at Urban Lounge.
Four geeky girls walk into a studio. Hello, sweetie.
Your weekly dose of geek news.
Hello, sweetie podcast.